Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I have got to find a way to stop causing drama at a table full of couples. I have been on a roll lately at causing drama in other people's relationships.
First of all, it's not your fault. If you had your desire, you would never go out with these couples.
That's absolutely right. True.
It's your girlfriend that's on this.
It is her fault. Thank you for that. You're absolutely right.
You're an introvert. She's forcing you into an environment you don't want to be in with people. And so it's on her.
Just leave me at home in my peace where I can't get in trouble. So there I am at a table full of couples, and it's kind of a variety, right? Like it's married couples. It's people who are just dating, just started. It's people in relationships. And then there's one woman at the table who's a friend of ours who is single. And that's how it all started, because she started to speak about how she's struggling being single and she wants somebody. So one of my friends makes the joke, well, why don't you talk to Mo about it? He enjoyed being single so much, he wants to be single for the rest of his life.
Oh, boy. They said that in front of your girlfriend?
Yeah, my friends don't care. They do this all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time, right? But luckily for me, me and my lady have such open dialogue and open conversations about who I am and how I've... None of it comes... It's nothing she's never heard from me directly already. So it really doesn't matter.
She's already been so hurt by all the conversations.
Okay, that is. You don't have to play it.
There is nothing anybody else can say to make it worse.
And these are what my friends do. This is exactly it.
She's
right?
been cut by the word so many times, oh Bert, right. that there's no blood left right. to bleed.
And she's so perfect, she's never hurt or cut me at all. Right? No, I got it. I know. I told, well, she asked me, she said, what was it about being single that you enjoyed so much? Like, why do you think so many people struggle being single? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I think it's a misconception about me that I enjoyed being single so much that I don't enjoy a relationship. I just enjoy both. Like, neither felt for me like it was something wrong with me. I was completely fine in my single years. And I think a part of it is just because I never felt like I needed anyone to be happy. Like, I just don't need that. I'm completely fine by myself. So I did kind of see my lady like make a little side eye at me when I said the part about I don't need anyone. Right. And so here comes my other friend making another joke about, well, that's why he hates marriage. And I'm like, OK, here we go. Here we go. Now, that one is going to get me in trouble.
Ooh, I want to get invited to your next dinner party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be lit. They gang up on me all of the time. It's always my turn.
And these are your friends.
These are my friends.
Okay.
These are my friends. Right. Who needs enemies? So I said I hate, that's another misconception about me that I hate. I do not hate marriage at all. Like, I love marriage. I think marriage is great for whoever wants it. There are just concepts about marriage that I don't understand. It don't make a lot of sense to me.
What are these concepts?
Just so curious. That's what another one of my friends asked at the tables. And so I said one of them is the whole till death do us part, right? Because for me, the way I've seen it, I have a lot of elders in my life, grandparents or what have you, who, if we're being honest, were not happy in their marriages. They weren't. They were miserable in those marriages in those times. But it was a different time, and you were taught you stay, regardless, whether you're happy or not. I personally don't get that.
Life is short, man.
It's too short for that for me.
Stay miserable your entire life.
Yes.
I think if you do that and you get to heaven, God's going to go, hey, thank you, but you had that one wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, you really could have gotten out. I wanted the best for you.
Right. I think it should be something more like until sadness do us part, right? Like
until multiple months of arguing.
Yes.
Until despair do us part.
Yes, till cheating. There's a lot of things you can put in there that can do us part before death.
Until
right?
you're chewing gets too loud, do us part. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Until the misophonia becomes too much.
Y'all are getting it. So that's, I never got that, right? Like, I have always said, I want to wake up and be with you because I want to be with you. Like, I want to choose that. I want to wake up and choose you. I don't want to wake up and feel like I'm stuck in this and I have to stay in this because there's a piece of paper that says we can't split. That was one of the concepts. So when that came up, then it was the whole need thing. So you don't feel like you need your partner was the table that was presented to, was the question that was presented mm-hmm. to me at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, mm-hmm. I don't. I want my partner. And then they were like, so you think you would be fine without her? I said, yes, I would. I would be completely okay without her. I don't need her in order for me to be happy. Like, I'm in charge of that. That's on me. Do I want her? Yes. Do I love her? Yes. Need? No. And I did not know that was going to divide that table the way that it did.
Yeah, because I, believe it or not, I agree with you. Like, you should be able to be, like, self-sustaining, right? However, there is something about that all-consuming, I can't live without you love that has women hooked onto shows like Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. The way these men talk to the women, like, you know, I can't imagine taking another breath without you in my presence kind of deal, which, you know, doesn't really translate to now. But there is something about this all-consuming love that I don't want to be on this earth if I don't have you by my side to share life with.
But that is a fantasy. Right. It's
yes,
just a fantasy that you can't
live
like that every single day. And we know that. So need and want then, Abby.
I don't know. No one's ever needed me. So I'm really the wrong person to be chiming in here. But I mean, I get what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think to some extent you could argue that that's healthy, that you will be fine mm-hmm. if something tragic were to happen. Or if you guys do break up, mm-hmm. your life isn't going to come crumbling down. But also, like, as a woman, you're sitting there and it's like, this guy don't need me. Like, he doesn't. I mean, I know that you want me, but also what you're saying isn't how it's translating when I hear it.
I think it's, for me, tremendously attractive to have somebody say to me, like, I don't need you, but I want you. I choose to be here, but I can do things by myself. To me, that's a big old turn on.
That was the divide at the table, whereas the men there kind of felt like, I get exactly what he's saying, and I actually think he's complimenting you. He's
yeah.
saying, like, no, I want you. That's my, I'd rather you want me than just be with me because you feel like you need me. But the women at the table felt way differently. And my lady actually wasn't offended, because when we got home, I asked her. I was like, should I not have said that? She was like, no, I completely got what you were saying. But the other ladies at the table was looking at her like, you put up with this?
I mean, what would be nice would be to be wanted and needed.
You really could have the best of both worlds.
I want to be needed just a little bit. Like, is your life going to suck a little bit if I'm gone? Like, I want it to suck for a year.
Yeah,
and then you could be okay.
It will suck. It would definitely suck. But again, you're saying that I will survive it.
Exactly.
So I don't necessarily need it, but I want it.
But I don't want you to survive.
Okay. I think that's the problem.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.